This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Come on, let's make some magic happen.
Let's make some magic.
I'm making magic, man.
Watch the magic happen.
This is where the magic happens.
You will make the magic happen.
Let's keep the magic rolling.
Great. Let's go to Magic World.
It's the Kicks Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome back to the final week of July. That is
that possible?
I don't know. I thought we just had 4th of July just last weekend.
It does feel like we did. Dude, we're closing in on your B-Day, aren't we?
Yes, we are. August 1.
That'd be August
this,
1.
This Woo! Sunday.
That'd be awesome, man.
And currently just 6 years older than you, even though it's
currently
been touted that
at the moment
like 15 years 20 years older than both you and Corey.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, it is one of those things. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great. I am I was worried last night going to bed. I was like, man, I might need a vacation from my weekend.
Oh yeah, no,
because
kidding.
It was crazy. Golf, two different rounds. You know, for those who don't know, it was my 40th birthday this weekend. My wife threw a really fun party.
Jess did a great job, and also, by the way, your mom's cupcakes are unreal.
Dude, I've been trying to get her to do, like, her own, like, business.
Oh, she'd be
great. Makes these cupcakes that are just phenomenal.
It'd be fantastic.
Rival Dad was like, he doesn't, you know, he's all shredded up, so he doesn't eat sweets and stuff, but he decided to eat some sweets, and then he kept telling my mom how good they were, those cupcakes, and yeah, man, it was good. It was fun. I actually didn't get any food or any cupcakes. I was so busy saying hi to people. That
you were,
it did not.
You, you were know. Also very sweaty because you were saying hi to people.
Oh, all dude, I was drenched. Oh, it was like 95 out, and we were down in the rail yard, and like yeah. I was just drenched. But no, it was a good time, and I appreciate everybody who came out, swung by, said hi. It was super fun. Shout out to Gate 25, by the way. Their people did a great job. We were over in that party room that they have down there, right. And the rail yard. Just kicking some butt. Really fun. I didn't realize they got all the sets of bags out, and they got the basketball hoop rolling, and there's some fun stuff down there in that rail yard to be able to go down, and you're outside, you know, so it's like...
I agree.
Just feels good to be outside, and I don't know. You know, I'll tell you what, JP, it got me excited for Garth Brooks in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, is like, it now... just puts in your mind, okay, this is what it's going to be like for Garth.
It's going to be crazy.
Then Husker football tailgating will happen.
Yeah.
And we are already into fall.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, no, that place is a ton of fun to be down to. I did observe one thing, and I don't know how this is even possible.
Uh-oh.
But people in jeans, and some of them in jeans and long sleeves, as hot as it was.
Hey, man, some people roll cold. I don't
That's
know.
That's amazing to me.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is.
Like,
it
you is and I are sweating in shorts and t-shirts.
Every person that hugged me, I felt so bad. I was like, I am drenched, and I apologize. Luckily, I'm in black instead of gray, or else you guys would just see, I'd be like, pah. But yeah, no, that was good fun. It was a good weekend. Yeah. I got to go out and went to, I went to Iron Horse for the first time.
Yeah, that's golfing. A great course, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. Like,
yeah.
So golf is fun. Not the actual golf, because I stink at it, but like... being out with friends, you know, like doing the Tyson's Treasure Chest tournament with you guys is always fun. And then we went out to Iron Horse. Man, talk about a beautiful course. Just hills, and you're shooting out over lakes and down. And oh, my God, it was just beautiful.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
Well, if you get a chance to, Iron Horse is a lot of fun.
That's I want to go to, what's the one on the Platte? On the Platte River. It's,
what is that called?
Super nice course.
Isn't that
From what I hear, it's the nicest course, one of the nicest courses in Nebraska.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it, but that's the one I want to go to, because you can see it on off I-80. You can see one of the holes goes up the hill, and it overlooks the river and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, I want to get to that one. I can't remember the name of it.
Hopefully you had a good weekend like we did, and we're back at it for a Monday.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Today we'll let you know what you might have missed over the weekend with What's Trending. We'll get a Make It Right Monday for you. We'll also ask you, and we already have on Facebook, and you can join the conversation there ahead of time. You earned an Olympic medal for this skill. Like over the weekend, of course, the Olympics got underway. We'll ask you about that. We'll get the nitty-gritty with some new music and more coming up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning,
on Kicks 96.9.
There's something you don't see every day.
Especially in Florida, you can always count on weird stuff or weird things to just wash up on the shore.
Yes, you know, why not?
We've had, what is it, piles of cocaine that have floated into the Florida shores and some other different things. Pieces of airplane parts are like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
Well, in Flagler County, the sheriffs there were dealing with a vessel that washed ashore. And it turned out it was Reza Belushi, and he was in a contraption
that
he created himself.
Nice. Okay.
He calls it his bubble.
The bubble.
And Reza, his goal is to walk on water.
Okay. Describe this thing, because I saw the photo, and it almost looks like a mouse wheel.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah. No, it most definitely is like a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
And it's got floaties on each side, and there's a tube in the middle, and it's all like metal encased.
Yes.
And this guy, his goal is to raise money for homeless people, which is cool. Money. He's raised money, I guess, in the past for the Coast Guard.
Sweet.
For the police department and the fire department.
Way to go, guy.
He wants to run from Florida to Bermuda or further north up the coast.
Cool.
And this isn't his first attempt at doing this. He was rescued. He's been rescued a couple times. Back in 2014, he had to be rescued from a hydro bubble near St. Augustine. His second attempt was 2016, when he had to be rescued from a hydropod off the coast of Jupiter, Florida.
Okay.
He's been doing this for years, and his girlfriend's been with him on the journey. She has a GPS tracking device, so she can keep track of where he is, just in case.
I mean, he sounds like he's being safe.
Yeah.
You know, like he's being careful. While doing this, so that's all right.
He apparently has got quite the setup, too. He's got food and water and everything he needs to keep himself safe in this tube, this hamster wheel.
Good.
Which just...
Now we're talking.
I don't know. That just seems dangerous to me.
Well, of course. And he's trying to do something to, like, set a record, you know?
Right,
it's like,
right.
But, yeah, no, this sounds... If it didn't have such pure intentions behind it, it sounds kind of nutty.
Yeah, it does.
But he's such a good dude. It's like, hey, man, I'm about to do this really crazy thing, but it's to raise money for homeless people, so you can't really judge me.
Right.
Like, it's a great fallback for him, and he's very smart for doing that.
Yeah, he has his own YouTube channel. He's done different adventures, trying to do whatever he can to kind of make a name for himself.
Man, God bless people that do this kind of stuff. Like, I'm too much of a wimp. But
right.
I appreciate all the people who are able to do this kind of thing. Yeah,
he looks like a normal dude. He does, though, have very short running shorts that he wears. So,
well, yeah, you got to when you're, because he's jogging in a big, giant floating hamster wheel.
Can you imagine if like a hurricane or tropical storm came along? That would be a mess.
With how prepared it sounds like he is, I would think he's looked ahead for that.
Yeah.
But maybe not. You never
know. He's got a special ejection thing that he can get himself
out
of.
His wife's like, honey, did you check the weather? There's a hurricane. Oh, okay. Yeah, got it.
So he's going to come pick me up.
I'm out.
And gather me out. But good luck to Reza as he continues to run in his hamster wheel.
Nice.
Up the coast, the East Coast. So we'll see how far he can get.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
More from the interview with Morgan Wallen on Good Morning America, and new music from Chris Young coming up in minutes.
With millions of podcasts to choose from, we thought we'd do you a solid and help you pick.
Come on, something country.
So we picked Kix 96.9 On Demand.
Yes!
Catch up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Hear your favorite segments like Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, Couples Therapy, and more.
Winner!
With the free downloads at KZKX.com.
When I wake up,
ooh.
Wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Coming up, the nitty gritty from Music City, more from Morgan Wallen's Good Morning America interview, Olympic winning country music, and the latest from Chris Young.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Coriel mentioned it last Friday because Morgan Wallen sat down with Good Morning America's Michael Strahan for his first interview since the video surfaced of him saying a racial slur. And this is just a little bit of what was that conversation like.
I don't think it was just, it just happened. You know, I was around some of my friends and you know, we stay dumb stuff together. It was, in our minds, it's playful. You know, I don't know if, That sounds ignorant, but that's really where it came from, and it's wrong.
And he insists at the time that the video was taken, he didn't mean any derogatory manner at all, adding that at the time he was absolutely drunk He also says he was not sure why he felt it was okay to use the word. I think I was just ignorant about it. He says, I don't think that I sat down and was like, hey, is this right or wrong? Mm-hmm. Since that video's come out, he's checked himself into rehab. He has been working with the Black Music Action Coalition, as well as record executives and other folks, including gospel singer B.B. Winans, to try to get more clarity on what went down and to try to fix things for himself, basically. And, well, and his whole life in that aspect.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a turning point for him for the positive, and then for we'll sure. see where he goes from there.
Speaking of the Olympics, skateboarder Jagger Eaton won bronze medal in the men's street competition in the Tokyo Olympics this past weekend, pulling off some impressive moves on his skateboard. And the reason why was because of the music he was listening to.
The music I was listening to today was a combination of new rap and old country music. As far as old country stuff, I was listening to like old Florida Georgia Line, like This Is How We Roll, and stuff to like get me just in that atmosphere of like having fun.
So, in his world, old country music is Florida Georgia Line's This Is How We Roll, which came out in 2014.
Oh, my God. That is... I was like, all right, he's got some, like, George Strait, yeah. You know, listen, Merle Haggard. What's
Johnny
he listening
Cash.
To? Yeah, what is he what
Something
is he listening
like that.
To?
Nope.
He's like, old Florida Georgia Line from back in the day.
This Is How We Roll was playing his headset, or his AirPods as he's competing, which, that's just funny.
But, oh, my.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. And finally, we've got brand new music from Chris Young, a new song from his latest album that's coming out. It's called Break Like You Do, and it's available for fans to pre-order the new album Famous Friends, which is also the title track of the new album that's coming out here on August 6th. Already a number one hit with Kane Brown, and now we've got the new song for you. First, with a Kix World premiere of Break Like You Do. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm JP, in for Coryell. It's Kix 96.9.
I see you're doing well. Well, I'm not got someone new in your life. Well, I don't. I've been busy wanting you back. And you've been busy moving on way too fast. Guess my heart's taking the long way out. It don't even know what to do. And seeing you with him tonight, I guess I don't break like you. Have one, cause I'm still drinking about us, so I'm proud to get drunk. Wish I could laugh and dance on a Saturday night like you do. Like it by even crossing your mind. Either you're just good at getting gone, or I'm just really bad at moving on. I'm still in love, girl, it's true. What can I say? I hate that I don't break like you do. I wish I could just smile, say hello, show you I'm doing fine. But I won't, cause I can't fake it through. Damn it, I don't break like you. I don't drink like you do. I can't just have one, cause I'm still drinking about us, so I'll probably get drunk. Wish I could laugh and dance on a Saturday night like you do. Like goodbye ain't even crossing your mind. Either you're just good at getting gone, or I'm just really bad. I could laugh, wish I could dance, but baby, I just can't. I don't drink like you do, I can't just have one, cause I'm still drinking about us, so I'll probably get drunk. Wish I could laugh and dance on a Saturday night like you do. Like goodbye ain't even crossing your mind. Maybe you're just good at getting gone, or I'm just really bad at moving on. I'm still in love, girl, it's true. I hate that I don't break like you do.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
World premiere of the follow-up to his number one hit, Famous Friends. You can find that on the new album, Famous Friends, coming out August 6th. That is Chris Young, Break Like You Do. Coming up, good music. Good new music is a good way to start your day and a good thing. We've got more good things coming. And if you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of the show.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix
96.9. Tell me something good.
Time for a round of good things. And if you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. As I mentioned, Coriel's out today. But she did want to give a shout out to the Dylan Bloom Band and the Buckaroos for their performances at Orchard Days in Orchard over the weekend, and said that they're the reason for my hangover and why I chose to take the day off. So that's where Coriel's at. But yeah, I've heard Orchard Days is a good time, and those are two of our favorite local bands that are doing it proper.
Tell me something good.
Oscar Nick, what's your good thing?
Well, my good thing, down in Missouri, the Missouri Department of Conservation reported that a record which has stood for 20 years, which is the biggest sunfish, long-gear sunfish, was captured in the state of Missouri. Why is this my good thing? Well, RJ, which is the guy who had the record, lost his record to another person named RJ, his son. And his son, who is very young, he's like a 10-year-old, caught a bigger sunfish than his dad. And he broke the state record for the largest sunfish caught and ended up taking his dad's record. So I suppose if you're going to have to lose a record, a state record, you might as well have it be your boy who ends up taking it from you.
Yeah, that's lose fun. It to your kid. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
That's fun.
Tell me something good.
My good thing is a thank you to everybody who was a part of the John Henry's Plumbing, Heating, and Electrical Charity Classic, their first ever golf tournament.
Nice.
They had on Saturday at Crooked Creek Golf Course, and if you haven't played Crooked Creek, that's a pretty good place to go. They had their first ever golf tournament for the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska chapter, which is a very good thing, and I know they raised a lot of money to help out that, and it's fun to be a part of these golf tournaments because you get a chance to really meet a whole bunch of new people. And from all walks of life, that's the best part about a golf thing. You don't have to be good at golf. I mean, you can just...
Lindsay from John Henry's not good at golf. Oh, she's terrible.
That's why she didn't play. She just ran the thing.
What? No! That's so lame.
She was too busy running the thing. She let her husband Joe play, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, Joe can swing. Lindsay, though.
Whoa. Yeah.
Man.
That's a true fact, but...
Get that girl some lessons.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who was a part of the John Henry's golf event for the Alzheimer's Association, and I think they did well enough that they can do that again, so...
All right.
We'll have another run at that.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
To break it into houses to sniff underpants and grannies and bingo thieves. We'll have those stories and stupid criminals coming up here in 6 minutes. It's Kix.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Sun comes up.
With the Kix Morning Show.
Get on up.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
We start in Connecticut, where a landlord is accused of breaking into one of his tenant's apartment. Jorge Orlana Arias entered the apartment on several occasions and went into bedrooms and grabbed underpants.
Oh, my.
So he is an underpants thief.
What is wrong with people? I don't even like my own underpants.
Right.
Like, I try to just put them on, take them off, be done with them. You know, like, that's just weird, man. Why are you going after other people's underpants?
It's just dumb.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Of all the things, like, look for a really comfy sweatshirt.
There you go. What are you going to steal? I mean, if you're going to bust into somebody's place, you want the comfy sweatshirt.
Get a comfy hoodie or like a great old band t-shirt. Like, break in. You're like, oh my God, there's an Eric Church t-shirt from his first tour. Let's get that thing.
Right, like an original Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
Yeah, look for a good pair of coveralls that you could wear in the winter.
Right, something like that would be
underwear.
Good.
Underwear. Gross.
Then there's when you're proud of something, your first impulse is to show it off to people. And that went down in Pensacola, Florida at O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern.
Okay.
As a Florida man down there had the impulse and showed off, hey, I got a new gun.
Oh, no.
He pulled it out and to show a man and a woman at the bar. He reportedly made a quick motion to put the gun into an imaginary holster under his shoulder and shot himself in the torso.
Yeah, dude, that's not going to work. Like, he was pretending like...
He's doing the... Yeah. And then...
He shot himself.
He goes, I got to go. And walked out the bar, checked himself in a local hospital before police could get there. And not sure if there's anybody charges going to be filed against him other than just being an idiot.
In my humble opinion, if you are a person to two things, guns and motorcycles, you have to be really well trained to just be able to, you know what I mean? Like, go to classes, safety classes, the whole nine yards. And you need to be really well trained before you jump on a motorcycle or decide that you're going to have a carry and conceal situation going on.
Mm-hmm.
You better be like the most trained individual outside of our military.
I've always wanted to get a motorcycle and do that, but you've got to get trained. You can't just hop on one of those things and go.
No, it's the same. You just, and then like those guys, those are the same dudes that they're like, hey, look at me, I'll pop a wheelie. And it's like, man, you have no business trying this.
No.
Just like this dude with his gun did not know what he was doing and shot himself in the side. Luckily, he just shot himself.
Right.
I don't know.
Instead
you know
of
what
somebody
I mean?
Else. Yeah, thankfully. And finally, on Friday night, around 30 grandmas were playing bingo.
Oh, adorable.
In New Zealand, when two thieves busted into the game and tried to steal the $700 prize money.
They got beat up, didn't they?
Yeah, the women, the oldest of who was 87, jumped up and used chairs and handbags like it's the WWE or something.
Oh, yeah.
Against the thieves who were kicking over tables to block their way. After what sounds like one heck of a fight, the thieves left the area without any money. One of the 67-year-old women said she shoved the table she was sitting at in front of one of the thieves, saying he fell on the ground. A couple of nannies on the other side were hitting him with their bags. Somebody else came in with a chair. They'll never think of robbing our bingo night ever again.
The only bear you don't mess with more than Mama Bear is Grandma Bear. No. Like, what are we talking about here?
$700 is a lot of money.
Those guys are lucky that we've heard from them since then. Like, they were almost just expunged from the planet.
Yep, pretty much.
That was about the end of things, you know?
You don't mess with bingo.
You got,
night.
Like, old ladies with no teeth coming after you. You don't want any piece of that, man.
No, not at all.
Coming up next.
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get you Make It Right Monday and also what's trending, including the shifting in the NCAA. Husker Nick will break that down for us.
Don't be today.
Country mornings are the best.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
On Kicks 96.9.
Three. Closest to them, the Italians are going to be left behind by the United States, who are going to put away another gold medal in the men's relay.
All right, so we want another gold medal there. We are now at 4 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze.
Man.
For a total of 11 medals over the weekend, the first big weekend at the Olympics.
Have you been watching much of the Olympics?
You know, a little bit of the volleyball pairs yesterday, sand volleyball, and also the water polo, which was crazy good last night.
Yeah, I'm a big sand volleyball fan.
Yeah.
Myself.
We're one medal behind China. We've got medals so far in swimming, fencing, shooting, skateboarding, and taekwondo. So,
yeah.
And then the softball team upset, I think it was Japan.
And yeah, 5-0 they won.
Yeah, they play in the gold medal game today, I think is what it is.
All right, ladies. So
we'll wait and see how that matches up real well. The guys, basketball-wise, didn't do so well. They lost to France.
We don't really have our best players over there.
Yeah, is that the case?
Yeah, unfortunately. They're missing a few guys, but that's all right. They still got to win. They should have won.
That was their first
I don't know.
Loss
we're struggling, man. Between that and then ladies soccer, how they lost the match to start it off. Those are the two sports we're supposed to dominate in.
And we aren't doing that right now. So
busy doing other stuff, I guess.
I guess. So we'll see what happens with the Olympics as they continue this week.
Mm-hmm.
Also, real quick, a shout out to everybody who was a part of the Corners for State Games.
Yeah.
Running that and competing in that. It went really well, including the esports. Apparently, there was a ton of people out playing.
Oh, yeah.
In the esports category at Pinnacle Bank Arena for the first time ever.
That's cool. Did they put them up on the big screen up top?
Yeah, they did. They had
They
had so many different competitors from, like, I guess Dave Menark was telling us last night that they had people from, like, San Diego and all over the place that came to play our games this year for the eSports.
They're supposed to be from Nebraska.
I think they had connections to Nebraska.
Dave.
But they
we played a team from Sioux Falls, I believe it was, in the Cornhusker State games. Hey. So these other here's the deal. These other states don't have as much fun, like a Cornhusker State games type thing in their states. There's very few states that do it like we do. Like, we're really lucky to have Dave and Scott and all those guys down there that are just crushing it.
They did a great job. Also this weekend, as I started with the music, we wrapped up the National High School Finals Rodeo.
Man.
That was unreal, the crowd.
I was trying to get a hotel room Friday night after my party.
Yeah.
No. Everything's sold out.
It sold out.
It was impossible to find a room.
They were projecting 30,000 visitors and like $16 million to be put into Lincoln's economy. According to Jeff Maul, it looks like we got even more than that. It's going to be pushing higher than that.
That's what, hey, man, after last year, we need it.
And with the conversations that have gone on with the way things went, it looks like we could be getting the rodeo even sooner again. Like, they might come back again sooner, which will be very cool.
Yeah.
One!
And then, what's going on with the NCAA and the conference shifting?
If you get, okay, remember last year at this time, we were talking about Nebraska maybe going back to the Big 12.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Because they were, like, mad at the Big 10 for not letting us play football that. Right. Well, Texas and Oklahoma decided to take their footballs and move. Apparently, they've been talking to the SEC, so like where Alabama, Florida, Georgia, all these teams are.
Right.
About leaving the Big 12 and going to the SEC. And it sounds like there's legs to it. And if it happens. Yeah, and if it happens, there's a chance that you could see maybe K-State, Kansas, Iowa State, some of these schools come to the Big Ten. So we'd have some, for us, for Nebraska fans, what matters is that we would have some closer schools for Nebraska to go play so we could easily drive to some of these places.
Right.
Rather than, you know, it's travel. We still travel. But boy, traveling around the Big Ten can get pricey.
Oh, for sure.
So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, it's exciting. Like, that's exciting. Texas can go get their butt kicked down in
the
SEC. Plus, Texas is like that person that dates people and just ruins them, like absolutely wrecks them.
Yeah.
So when you see him going over to like start dating somebody you don't like, it's like, oh yes, this is exactly like that. Texas is about to go down to the SEC and just wreck that conference, and it's going to be awesome. Fantastic. It'll be great. Yeah, man.
There was a map on Husker Army that was actually showing like where the teams would line up if they went to the Superpower Four, and we'd get Kansas. We'd get Kansas and Iowa State. The SEC would get Oklahoma and Texas. The Pac-12 or whatever would get Texas Tech and Baylor and K-State. And I think
I'm surprised that the K-State, the Kansas teams by law down in Kansas have to stay together.
You'd think.
So I'm surprised that
their little map
split them up. But Oklahoma and Oklahoma State have a similar deal. And Oklahoma State would not be going. They just have to play every year outside a conference or something like that.
They're saying Oklahoma State to the Pac-12.
Yeah, be interesting.
Would be very weird, but hey, whatever. That's what people are going to be talking about today.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, Make It Right Monday, helping Kelly make it right by his wife.
Hey, yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help.
Make it right.
It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Kelly needs us to help make it right by his wife, and we are up for the challenge. Good morning, Kelly.
Morning.
So, give us a little background. What'd you do?
Yeah, what'd you do?
So, I was watching one of your Nitty City from Music City videos.
Okay.
Very
sad. What's that?
Coriel was a smoke show.
Coriel the smoke show?
Hold on.
We got to say, whoa.
Wait a second.
What'd you just say?
What?
Yeah, Coriel is hot. Well, super, super hot.
Oh! Wait, hold on.
You literally were taken aback.
Hold on.
Your whole body went back.
Are you sure you saw me?
You drink beer, you listen to country music, you go morel hunting. What is not to find hot about that?
Oh, okay.
He listens to the show.
I'm sorry, but I don't see the problem here. I don't know what you got to make right.
I'm married.
Oh, no, not again. I didn't miss that part, sir.
Sorry. So, I'm talking about my wife. She's mad at me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is she mad?
My wife is mad at me. I said, you're a smoke show. She got mad. I don't know why.
Coriel, I'm sorry. I keep laughing every time he says smoke show.
Back it up, Terry. What are you doing, Terry? Okay, here, listen. Kelly, hold on.
So you told your wife.
Please tell me that you are not doing Make It Right right now because you meant. Okay. So you said that you thought I was attractive and your wife is now upset?
Yeah. You're a jaw dropper.
Wow.
Oh, my God. No.
You made his wife jealous.
He thinks you're the bee's knees. Cat's meow.
Okay, well, that's very flattering. Thank you.
Smoke show. You're a dime
but
piece.
Hold on. I can't fight anybody. I can't. Oh, no.
Neither can she. She's not a fighter. No, I don't worry about that.
Okay, so you told your wife that Coriel is a dime piece, and she got mad about it?
I am genuinely baffled.
Yeah, it was a kind of offhand comment. Coriel, I don't think that your type is a kind of a pudgy dude in his late 30s, so I don't think there's any worry there.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Hold on, Coriel's not on like your exception list, is she? Where if like you actually ran into her, you could knock on her.
The list.
Had to just let it.
The celebrity list.
Like the celebrity list.
Oh my God.
Coriel.
Kelly, you do not pee as me here. I don't have to be on your hall pass list, okay? I do not need you to make me feel better
Coriel.
Here.
Wow.
No, let's figure this out with your wife because she has to. She cannot genuinely be upset. Is she actually upset?
So I thought she was playing a bit. I thought she was continuing the bit. And then like the next morning, still mad.
Wow.
Did you refer to Coriel as a straight baddie when you were talking to her? Is that how you said it?
Wow.
My exact word was smoke show.
Smoke show.
Oh,
smoke
show. Kelly, that's so nice. Oh, my God.
I mean, you do have some very good photos of yourself on.
But it's like, what line. Do you. But first of all, Kelly.
What?
Wait. Hold on.
Back the truck up.
She gets all JP.
Well, when you get all dressed up, you and
Are
Liz.
Are we talking
and
about her, like, OnlyFriends?
No. I'm talking about her good time gals on Facebook when you guys get all dolled up for, like, concerts and stuff.
Back it up. You guys
are presentable.
You guys are going to give me. I'm going to have a conniption. It's only fans, not only friends. And also,
Coriel,
it's Nitty Gritty from Music City. He's in Music City, so that's funny, Kelly. Fun.
City.
The City. It's the City from City City. But so, was I wearing a wig?
We gotta go back later and replay JP saying that, because halfway through he realized how creepy it was.
Kelly, was I wearing a wig in my Nitty Gritty? Was it the red one or the blue one or something? Or like what's the deal?
I mean, it was sort of a general. I guess at the time you were, I think you were wearing a red one, but it's just sort of a general.
That seems to be a popular one.
Okay.
Duly noted. Well, now I guess now I'm in this. I guess.
Yeah, you're deep in this.
Yes. So that means then we have to call.
We got to call his wife.
You're
Lauren.
A straight up cupcake.
All right, well, it'll be fine.
No.
Well, it's because there's nothing behind it. We've got to defend you and also help Kelly make it right.
I hate confrontation.
It's going
to
be.
I feel like if I apologize to her with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It deflates it a little bit.
Like I said, I've been working very long to be this undesirable for a very long time. I will
Kelly,
flip that script for you.
When you apologize to your wife, just clarify that, like, Coriel's hot in, like, a How the Mouse in Fievel Goes West is hot kind of way.
Yeah, like a very confusing way.
Because they look the same.
Yeah.
And that's, okay.
We can do it. We'll do it.
All right. Hey,
okay.
Smoke Show, are you going to help him out or what?
Yes.
It's all on you, Coriel.
I will help, big time.
Don't use your sexy voice, though, when we're talking in this next segment.
Oh, you mean like my honk laugh?
We could break out the honk laugh.
My
and see
chronic
if that helps.
Wheezing due to acid reflux.
Yeah, we could just play that.
Right.
She can't be hot. Listen
to
the
sound. That would scare away. All right. Well, Kelly, we will give your wife Lauren a call and see if we can do you right here, okay?
Thank you very much.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
If Coriel would be more than willing to put away the smoke machine.
I'm like shaking. I don't know.
You don't know what to do with
this
it.
Is funny.
All right, so we're going to call Kelly's wife and see if we can have the smoke show.
It'll be fine.
clean things up for us with a Make It Right Monday.
What?
Let us know how you'd react if your husband or significant other had some sort of reaction like this about a quote-unquote celebrity.
Oh, God.
You can let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969, for Make It Right.
Hey, yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Corey, Ellen, Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday. On Kix 96.9.
All right, so if you're just joining us, the issue is with Kelly and his wife, Lauren.
I have received three Facebook friend requests already.
Yeah!
That's so funny.
So Kelly needs us to help make a ride by his wife.
You should open up those DMs, Corey.
No.
He was watching one of Coryell's Nitty Gritty for Music Cities on Facebook.
The City from City
City?
Yeah,
as he called it.
Yes.
He didn't know what the name was. He's like,
he's
country
too
music
busy staring
thing.
At your gorgeous mug.
So he mentioned that Coryell is a smoke show and it pissed his wife off.
Wait, yeah, right. And it's like, well, first of all, that's so flattering and so nice. Just make sure you call her the smokiest show.
So she apparently stopped listening to the show. Because of the crush he has on Coryell.
Oh, no.
But he says, I'm married. This is not a big deal. Everybody has a famous person crush.
It sounds like he was just trying to be funny.
Right.
And also, it's like, come on.
Well, everybody has a famous person crush. I mean, there's that list.
Right. So pick, like, I don't know, a Kardashian or, like, Anna Kendrick.
He kind of did.
Right. He did.
What? Well, Kim.
Because of Kim.
That's good, Oscar Nick.
And so Kelly wants us to make it right by his wife, Lauren. And so we called her. All right, Kelly, so we got Lauren on hold. We're going to bring her into the show, and we'll chat with her and try to deflate the situation.
All right.
Are you ready, Coryell?
No.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, JP, Coryell, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I love you guys, but that Husky Coryell's on a show right now?
Yeah, she's here.
You know Coryell.
Okay,
that's what that
These
means.
Just for you, okay?
What? Okay.
You.
Oh,
you with all your floozy ass wigs that you're like being all sexual and provocative. Now my husband wants me to buy a wig because of you. And then mold it on your face that may or may not be real. I don't even know. But just you and everything that you stand for, because now you're making my life hell.
Oh.
Stop acting like a whore and just do your job.
Wow.
Do not talk to Coryell like that.
Okay. Ma'am.
Lauren.
Whoa.
Ma'am.
First of all, Lauren.
Whoa.
Hold on. You know what? Hold on. Insane to me because, okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to be funny and like, I'm like, smooth this over. But like, you do not get to talk to me like that because you do not know me like that. Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry that your husband, I guess, thinks that my wigs are cool or whatever, but I'm sure he meant nothing by it. And it's like, you know what? You read a magazine, you look at social media, you read a freaking book, you'll see attractive people fundamentally. The fact that I'm even fundamentally attractive to this person that you are married to is beyond me. I am a depressed 29-year-old with lactose intolerance who rents a home. Like, there is nothing to be
done. She's very gassy.
And if you're that pressed about it, go get a wig. I'm sorry. I don't know. You know what? You don't get to talk to me.
No.
Like that. I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have to get a wig. Now he wants me to get a wig.
Okay, well, that's not my problem.
These guys have these, like, fantasies.
Ooh.
You know, when you sit to be a radio host and do your job. Like stop.
Guess what? I do my job. I do my job very well. I'm a salary. I earn salary. I do my job very well, Lauren. Thank you.
We're going to put Lauren on hold.
Cut her off.
I can't. I'm sorry. I thought this was going to be funny.
I did. Okay. She apparently is very... very heated.
And it's like, you know what? If you're going to say hussy, do it with dollar signs. I'm going to get that stitched into a pillow. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Like, my God. I'm sorry. Kelly, that sounds like you've got a lot of work on your hands, to be honest.
Yeah. Kelly, we're sorry. I don't think there's any way we can...
I thought this was going to be, like, lighthearted and funny.
Right.
Coryell, she was...
That's kind of
she was.
I said it.
Yeah.
Like
Coryell,
okay.
She was wrong on at least half of those things. So,
you know, at least a solid 30%.
No, I'd say about 70-80%.
Oh, only 70-80? You're not even 100% of my side.
Well, it's better than 30%.
Oh, Coryell, bless you for having a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go. You know what?
No, but you have a right to defend yourself.
I hate that. But that's
against somebody who's coming at you like
that.
No, and you were trying to make it chill and try to help this gal understand that you are not interested in her man and that you're not desirable in any way.
She was more trying to convince him.
I'm not a desirable person.
Can I also bring up the fact that I am in a relationship?
Right.
And I extra don't care.
Living with your boyfriend. I mean, seriously.
I don't know. But anyways, Kelly, that is very flattering. Thank you. I'm sorry that caused a riff. I guess I should probably tone down the wigs. I guess that red one's a little too saucy.
Jessica, Jessica Rabbit.
That crazy to your door.
All right, well, Kelly.
Good luck, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Good luck. We'll let you deal with this on your own. Sorry about that, man.
No hard feelings either. Maybe she's just having a rough time, though. I understand. So maybe she's having a rough time. Hopefully she doesn't talk to people like that anymore. But, who knows?
You know, we probably got a large group of listeners out there of husbands that are mad at their wives because they all think JP's hot. I hope we didn't just get them to not
where's that where people are lusting after JP in his sleeveless hoodies?
I don't know how many times
he's wearing sleeveless
people
hoodies.
Have talked about Husker Nick when he's walking around with his tank tops and bro tanks and his ion speaker in those arms. I mean,
JP's always what?
Yeah, people talked about JP you. Has noticed.
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm saying, this is what I hear.
There's
plenty of people that have talked about.
I hope your girlfriend Husker doesn't Nick get mad at how you're talking about me right now.
And his bandanas at Country Stampede.
Oh my God.
I had a couple people ask. Anyway,
my blood pressure is like through the roof at the moment.
Well, we'll calm you down. We're going to let Kelly go. Kelly, buddy, thanks for listening to the show. And good luck.
Kelly, please keep listening. Bookmark the page.
Yeah, thanks, man.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. They keep me laughing and they play the best music.
Kix 96.9.
The closest to them, the Italians, are going to be left behind by the United States, who are going to put away another gold medal in the men's relay.
Yep, already racking up some medals. We're in second place currently to China in the most medals won so far at the Olympic Games in Tokyo. And Katie Ledecky this morning just set a new record in her heat. Not even in the championship round, but in her heat.
Yeah, what's crazy is I think she got second in that heat. Yeah. She didn't even win it.
Yeah, which is bonkers.
People were freaking out.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Olympics are a big deal. There's no way... maybe you could probably do it in softball if we were to compete.
No, God.
You don't think you can make the softball team?
Lord, no, because Major League Baseball players would play on that. Hell, you could get like some retired dudes that, you know, some retired players that John Kruk could go out there and probably hit just nuclear missiles, I bet.
Oh, that's true, probably.
Oh, yeah.
So over the weekend, we asked you what you'd win an Olympic gold medal in. Coriel started off with her ability to win one for sleepwalking/talking. We had some really good messages so far. Binge watching a series and having to rewatch it since I was a little too intoxicated to remember anything about it.
That's so real. I've had to do that. Like, that's just a real thing. Like, you'll sit down and be like, all right, I'm about to watch Loki. Here we go.
I got
and
this.
Then 2 days later, you get on there and you're like, why am I 4 episodes in? How did that happen?
The nap happened.
And when did that nap happen? Yeah.
Dang it. Leland says, in sarcasm. Allison says tripping over nothing.
There you go.
Alexis being grouchy. Coriel's dad Storm checked in too and says, and sending random texts at 3 a.m.
Coriel would be good at that.
They have to be connected.
Oh no, and Coriel's dad chimes in, you know it's all over. Dang it, Coriel.
Summer says S talking.
And there you go.
Ethan says sneaking shooters of fireball into concerts.
Man, I'd like to say like at a super amateur level playing Call of Duty. That'd be my
for you.
I love Call of Duty. I work on that. You know, you got to remember, you'd be working at this stuff.
Right.
You get to work at it. If there was like a sport where you just sat in a kiddie pool in the driveway and cooked, like food, I would be good at that.
Be an Olympic winner in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I would be good. Did you see the one sport that is? And I know it's like super high level. Like, it's technical. Okay.
Okay.
I get it. But I'm also a curmudgeon. These, like, the kung fu kicking that's going on. Have you seen that sport?
Judo?
They just stand, and they're like, next to each other, and they just wave their legs at each other a whole bunch.
Isn't that judo, or what is
that? I don't know. Mostly nothing is happening, and then all of a sudden, they're like, 10 seconds left, and they start, like, play kicking each other a whole bunch.
Really?
Like, I was watching it yesterday, and I was like, what is this? I'm pretty sure I watch my kids do this.
just on a regular basis.
Like, I'm almost positive my 3-year-old and my 8-year-old do this to each other all the time.
Where they never actually hit each other. Yes. They're just really, really close.
It was crazy. I was like, man, that could be a sport to get into.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's ask you.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
You can continue to add it to Facebook, KX969, or Twitter, KX969, or call in 466-9696. What would you get a gold medal in? We'll get your calls next. Brought to you by H&A Chevrolet. Asking you about your Olympic event. What would you get a gold medal in? And it doesn't have to be a sport.
It could be anything.
Right. We're not trying to say, you'd win this, but no. Mm-hmm. Horseshoes has been thrown out there.
That'd be bags. Try bags. No way. I've seen those guys on TV. No, they're crazy.
Dude, the way they can spin the bag is unreal.
Yeah, just make everything.
Shots after shots where they, like, fly over somebody else's bags just blows my mind. Dalton says playing video games and drinking whiskey.
That's a good one.
Doug, what's yours?
Does it have to be an actual sport?
No.
Okay, then beer drinking and sitting in my recliner would be it.
Beer drinking and recliner sitting, yeah, absolutely. He says he'd at least get a silver medal in it.
There you go.
That there might be somebody a little bit better at that than him. So you can chime in on the gold medal that you'd win on Facebook, KX969. In honor of the Olympics going on right now.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I listen to radio in the morning. It makes me happy.
Music, laughter, the jokes.
Kicks 96.9.
If you didn't know, today is actually National Aunt and Uncle Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so send a shout out to your aunts and uncles. Who's your favorite aunt and uncle, Husker Nick?
Oh, my gosh, that's such a hard question. I love them all. Yeah. I got a ton of them, man. I got like 15.
Yeah, I do too. It's just like
immediate,
it's hard to
then
pick
they
it
have
out.
Sequel. They have their other ones. So I guess Right. Technically I got like 30.
So with that, we're supposed to be honoring all those people you happen to be related to. But here's one person who won't be giving her aunt a call. There's a TikToker named Madison Bonneau who says her aunt by marriage is a bad person and recently tried to have her 85-year-old grandma taken out.
What?
Because she didn't want her at the wedding. Here's a little bit of the audio.
My aunt decided she didn't want my grandparents to be invited. Those would be her in-laws. Instead of just voicing that opinion, she decided to hire a hitman to kill my grandma.
Yeah. So the woman's son is getting married in a week and she hates his grandmother. So she decided to try to hire a hitman to take grandma out.
That's not right.
No, that's a terrible thing. But it was her husband that overheard her talking about it, so the hit didn't happen. The cops got involved as well, but it's not clear if the aunt has been arrested yet. Meanwhile, the wedding is in a week. The grandma hasn't been invited, and she's upset about it, and it's not clear if they told her about the hitman or not. But Granny's not invited to the wedding because of the aunt.
Yeah, no. There's something bad there. That aunt's either just a horrible human or grandma did something.
Right.
What did grandma do?
No, exactly. What did grandma do? Is she that bad of a person?
Beat her at Scrabble so bad that she was like, we're done.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it makes no sense to do that kind of thing. You just don't invite her. It's not like, do you think Granny would show up at the wedding?
Maybe. Maybe Grandma was going to show up and try to ruin everything.
Yeah. So it's not clear whether or not she's in jail, but they're apparently building a case against her.
Oh, my God.
And so we'll see what happens after this.
Horrible humans.
Yeah. It's like, there's no reason to do that. I mean, there's some people in your family that, like, yeah, you just don't want to be associated with. And my ex and I don't have a lot of love lost between the two of us, I still respect and care for some of her family members. They're okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's some good people on her side of the family, too. So, well, there you go. There's what not to do when dealing with family and weddings is don't hire a hitman. That's not going to be a good thing.
Yeah, no.
Millions of podcasts to choose from.
We thought we'd do you a solid and help you pick.
Come on, something country.
So we picked Kix 96.9 On Demand.
Yes!
Catch up with JP Coriel and Husker Nick. Hear your favorite segments like Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, Couples Therapy, and more.
Winner!
With the free downloads at KZKX.com.